So Dan Helsel is a PG EMT. He was on his way to a normal day of work the other day, except for one thing. It was his birthday. And he casually said to one of his friends, oh, you know, I wonder if anything special will happen because it's my birthday. Sure enough, later that day, they picked up a woman who was in labor, pretty advanced, pretty far along, and it was very clear soon that she was not going to make it to the hospital. And so there in the back of the ambulance, he helped deliver this baby, get her safely to the hospital, and get her into a room for care. Now, the amazing thing about this story is that 42 years before, in a Prince George's ambulance, the same thing had happened to him. He was born on the way to the hospital. Now, Mary wishes she had it that good. You know, for most moms here, and raise your hand if this would be true, that would be a nightmare, right? To have the baby in on the way to the hospital. But for Mary, that would have been good, considering the conditions that she ended up with. Tonight, we talk about this wonderful birth, this amazing birth. And it's not surprising that we have celebrated this season in so many different ways. And I want to first think about some of the movies that are our favorites at this time of year. So, anyone recognize that? White Christmas. Now, I have a wife of soon to be 34 years, so you do the math and figure out how old we are. And we watched that the other night for the very first time in her life. She had never seen that. So Holly had never seen that, but it was wonderful and schmaltzy and all that good stuff. But for some people, it makes Christmas. How about this? Is this more your style on Christmas? Yes, some of you say yes. You like to watch Elf. One year I dressed up as Elf for the children's service. Or how about this one? Who's that? That's the Grinch, that's right. The Grinch, this is the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch. Or this one. Any of you fans of this one? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, raise your hand if that's one of your favorite Christmas movies. I heard somebody the other day says they have to watch this one over and over and over to get in the spirit. How about this one? Anyone a Love Actually fan? I had a couple friends vote for this the other day. Yeah, I see some Love Actually fans. Another Christmas drama. You know this one. You know this one, right? A Christmas Story, and it was just on the other night as a live performance version with music. And how many of you saw the live performance version with music? How many of you have to see this one year after year to put you in the mood? Or there's always the classic. How many of you love this old Christmas classic? It's a Wonderful Life. Yes, raise your hand. It's a Wonderful Life. And you know, and it's the power of one individual, right? The power of one individual. Well, I want to put another movie on your list. It's a movie that we've been talking about a little bit this season in our church. And it's a new movie that came out. It's not really a Christmas movie, but I think it is a Christmas movie. I would argue that it's all of the message and all of the hope and all of the theology of Christmas is wound up in this movie. And it's this one. Did any of you go to see Wonder? Yeah? If you haven't, I highly recommend it. As a matter of fact, we have the trailer to show you right now. Maybe you could dim the lights. Thanks.
My name is Austin Coleman. Next week, I start fifth grade. And since I've never been to real school before, I'm pretty much totally petrified.
I'll see you later.
Okay. No one walk up with your parents because it's not cool.
But you're cool.
You know these helmets.
You're God protecting me, my son. I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I've had 27 surgeries. They
Thank you, Paul. This is the night of all nights, and this is the story of all stories that is about wonder. If you'd advance to the next slide for me. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields. They were keeping over the watch by night. And what happens to them? The angels appear to them in the sky, and it says they were terrified. They are filled with this holy fright. What in the world could be going on? But then an angel, Chorus, shows up and says, "Don't be afraid." The angel says to him, "Don't be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." And so what did the shepherds do? They went with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed, filled with wonder at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured these things in her heart, these words, and she pondered them in her heart, full of a quiet kind of wonder. If the shepherds had a terrified wonder, then Mary had a quiet wonder that filled her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying God and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Now, we've had our own shepherds on display. We've had our preschool and we've had our second grade pageant. I got to take pictures of 4-year-olds, the next slide, of our own Mary and our own Joseph, who are filled with wonder. And there is nothing more wonderful than seeing Christmas through your kids' eyes, right? Am I right? Seeing Christmas through the eyes of a 4-year-old. Because they're not jaded. They know that this is a wonderful thing, right? Now, I knew this movie was special when I heard some of those lines just in the trailer. And so a couple months ago, that's why we decided to make wonder the theme for all of Advent, all of this season. It will, in fact, spill over into Epiphany and into the new year. We'll continue to bask in the wonder of God. There's that wonderful moment, and you may have seen it. It happened pretty quickly, where his mother is talking to Augie, little Augie, a fifth grader at Beecher Prep School, says, "You're not ugly, and anyone who cares to know that will see that." And Augie says, like all your kids have said to you at some point, right, "You have to say that because you're my mom." And she says, "Because I'm your mom, it counts the most, because I know you the most." You know, the message of Christmas is that God loves every single one of us, that you are a blessed, gifted, holy child of God too. You are beautiful. That is the overwhelming message of the incarnation. Your life matters in the eyes of God. And God says that, and God knows that the most, because God knows you the most. It's real. If you go to the next slide, Paul. Now, one of the sub-themes of the movie is the other thing that's been playing out in our church over these last 3 weeks of Advent. There's a teacher there who is full of all these wonderful sayings and always teaching wisdom to the class. And so one of the things he teaches them, and this becomes a sort of a mantra of the movie and the book, is that if you have a choice between being right or kind, choose kind. That's pretty good. Those are pretty good words to live by, aren't they? If you have the choice to be right or kind, always choose kind. And so we've been choosing kind all season long. I help people load a truck full, literally a truck full of bags of food today. We're going to go feed people in our community. We've been collecting that. Some of you brought in those tote bags tonight for our SPAN reverse Advent calendar. At the beginning of Advent, we had a woman come to us. Actually, she came to me about a couple months ago, and she and her husband wanted to give the church $5,000 that doubled into $10,000, and we gave it all away 3 weeks ago. For a change, the church was not asking for people's money. We were giving people money. So we gave out 100 $100 bills in little envelopes. How many of you got one of those envelopes and did something with them? I've been hearing the stories and collecting them. We've been posting them online. What's so interesting is that my daughter's a teacher in fourth grade, and this is what her bulletin board looked like down in Florida. We didn't coordinate this in any way. "'Tis the season to light up Lewis," the name of her school, "with kindness." It was all about kindness. So while we were choosing kind up there, she was choosing kind down there with her kids. So we had people do all kinds of things. We had people reach out to animal shelters and took that $100 that suddenly became $275 worth of goods for the animal shelter. We had two little girls that went shopping with their mom, and they went into the store and they filled up a basket of toys and took them up to the John Hopkins Children's Center. And these two little children, you'll see their faces now in the Washington Post, because the Washington Post picked up this story yesterday. And then because of the Post picking up the story, the AP has picked up the story. And I've had friends reach out to me from California, San Diego, and from Oklahoma. And this story of what this church was doing during Advent is literally spread across the nation because of your kindness. Because of your intentional kindness. We asked people just to be intentional and to tell us their stories, and the stories just kept coming in. One woman, a young mom, went with her mother to buy some things for a mother's friend that was sick. And they bought her new sheets because she was having night sweats with her cancer. They bought her ginger ale, lots of bottles of ginger ale, because that was one thing that gave her comfort. They bought her comfortable clothing. And this is what she said at the end of her story. She said, "I found kindness to be a bridge between talking about who Jesus is and actually seeing or feeling Jesus. This gift gave us the opportunity to show a friend that the love of Christ exists for her, it's real, and that he cares enough to provide her with new sheets." If you go to the next slide there, Paul. One of the things that the principal says about Augie can't change the way he looks. Maybe we can change the way we see. That's the advice to these other kids at the school. Maybe we can change the way that we see. And this intentional kindness project changed the way that people participating saw all those around them. I can't tell you how many emails and stories came in that said, it just made me look at people and the situations and listen for God and pay attention to what the needs were in a different way. One woman wrote, one of the coolest things to her was, "I was on a high alert all week long looking for people or opportunities to help." Just this opportunity of carrying a $100 bill in her pocket made her aware that there was somebody out there who needed her and needed that more than she did. And so it gave her a whole new way of seeing. If you go to the next slide for me. On Thursday night, some of us from the church gathered with people from churches and synagogues all over this area, and we were down at Lawyer Square. This is Skip Wagner with his granddaughter. And we were there to remember the lives of the 23 people who have died in our county this year because they were homeless, and they were affected by that. We were there to mark those lives, and something really remarkable happened at the end of that time. One of the young girls who was there, she played piano earlier today, Maddie Cowell. She had been carrying that $100 bill with her through the whole month of December, and she decided to give it to Arundel House of Hope. And she handed it to Pam Biddlecombe, the woman who runs the shelter program. I think one of the stories that stirred me the most was the next one. We had a guy who, a week before we launched this project, he had been up in Baltimore with a good friend of his. They had been just hanging out, and they saw a group of people on the church steps up there. And he thought for a minute, he had this nudge, he said, from God, "Why don't you just buy some pizzas and go eat on the steps with these guys?" But you know how those nudges come, and then you let them go, and you don't do anything? So he said, instead, they started to talk about something else. They went out to a nice restaurant. They had a great dinner, but it was sort of still there for him. And he came to church the next Sunday, and we were giving out $100 bills. And he knew exactly what God wanted him to do. So he called his friend up again, not somebody connected to our church, and he said, "Do you want to throw that pizza party?" And so they went up to this neighborhood, and they threw this party. One of the things that these guys said as they were waiting for the pizzas, you know, "We haven't seen a Domino's truck in this part of the city for a long time. We're not even sure they deliver here anymore." But the most moving thing, he said, he was touched and grateful, since it turns out that they never get pizza, and most folks that even do bring them food, they just drop it off, and no one stays around to share the meal. The real act of kindness wasn't just the pizza. The real act of kindness was the friendship, the relationship, the treating them with dignity and respect. No one normally stays around for the meal. Now, all I want for Christmas is that camera on the left-hand side. Holly, take note. Now, I haven't asked for that camera, but I have asked for that book. You know, everybody that leaves, every administration, when everybody leaves in the administration, from top to bottom, what do you do after you've had that job and the new administration comes in? You write a book. So the photographer of the White House has put together a book of photographs, and I'm a bit of a photographer myself, and I love good photography. I've seen some of these images, so it's on my list. I'm hoping maybe, Holly, that's coming tomorrow. I don't know. You still have time? Amazon delivers on Christmas Day. But anyway, this is the image that I love most in that book. When President Obama was visiting, he had some of his staff with him, and they were able to bring their children into the Oval Office. And one man brought his then 4-year-old son into the office, and he saw a man that looked like him, same skin color, same kind of hair, and he asked him, all the kids were allowed to ask one question, and he said, "What I really want to know, does your hair feel like mine?" And the president said, "Well, why don't you see?" And he bent over, and he let him touch his head, and it was this magical moment because this president, the most powerful man in the world, was bending over to let a 4-year-old just touch the head and say, "It is just like mine. It is just like mine." Friends, I think the incarnation of Jesus Christ is God bending low in Jesus, letting us touch the very hair of God, the Word becoming flesh and living among us. If you go to the next slide for me, Paul. At the closing scene in the movie Wonder, or one of the closing scenes, there's this great moment where there's a presentation in the auditorium. And so the principal's up there speaking and talking, and here Augie wins this award. It's called the Beecher Award. Their school is named after Beecher. Henry Ward Beecher was a great preacher in New England. And he said, "Greatness lies not in being strong and being better than other people. Greatness, he is the greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own." And I think that's how Jesus' love works. Jesus carries us up with that love. If you go to the next slide for me. Friends, it is a wonderful life. That is the message of Christmas. More than anything else, a wonderful life. And the next slide. And we want you to have a wonderful, that kind of wonderful Christmas. Amen. You didn't really come for the sermon. This is what you came for. To sing the carols and to light the candles. We have glow sticks for the kids tonight, and they also have some light-up stars. We ask that you be careful as you pass the light of Christ through the sanctuary, that you tip the unlit candle toward the lit candle as we share the light of the world that has come to us in Jesus Christ and sing and celebrate the presence of God's love among us. If the ushers would come forward. Please stand. Because Christ the Savior is born, God's wonderful life come to live among us. We can have a life full of wonder too. Go forth to choose kind in every way. Go forth to know that you are loved because God knows you best. Merry Christmas.